I mean, while the whole tech world is completely mesmerized by the shiny surface of generative AI, you know, staring at the chatbots and the instant video generator.
Fixable voice interfaces, yeah.
Exactly. We are missing this massive tectonic shift happening right beneath our feet. The actual infrastructure of tech, the hardware, the package managers, the base code, it's quietly being gutted and rebuilt.
Completely transformed from the ground up.
Right. So today we are taking a curated stack of updates from Atomic News. And the mission of this deep dive is to synthesize this rapid-fire list of tech updates, ranging from critical cybersecurity alerts to next-gen AI hardware.
Because there is a hidden theme connecting all of them.
Spot on. We want to uncover that theme, which is this urgent industry shift toward a leaner, smarter, and highly autonomous architecture to support the incoming era of AI agents.
But before we can build that highly autonomous future, we have to secure the present foundation. And right now, the AI software supply chain is actively under attack.
Yeah.
It's really the most immediate critical reality we face.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the first update from our Atomic News stack is a glaring red alert for anyone developing AI applications.
It really is.
The popular LLM proxy library, known as LightLM, was compromised on PyPI, which is the Python Package Index.
Right. And for context, PyPI is essentially the central repository where developers download pre-written code to save time. It's a foundational.
Yeah, developers use LightLM as this basic building block to route calls between different AI models. But the issue is that specific new versions, versions 1.82.7 and 1.82.8, they were found to contain malicious Base64 encoded blobs.
Which sounds incredibly dense if you aren't a developer.
Exactly. So let's pause there. Base64 is essentially just a way to translate and hide raw data as standard text characters.
Right, so the attackers used it to disguise the malicious code. That way, it wouldn't be flagged by a quick visual inspection from a developer.
Yeah, and these hidden blobs were specifically designed to trigger a fork bomb-style resource exhaustion. So just a quick PSA. If you are listening and using LightLM in your stack, the immediate fix is to pin your dependency to version 1.82.6 and audit your environments immediately.
Absolutely crucial step.
But to really grasp the severity of this, let's visualize a fork bomb. Because the best analogy I can think of is that classic Sorcerer's Apprentice sequence in Fantasia.
Oh, with Mickey Mouse and the water bucket.
Yes, where Mickey enchants a single broom to carry water. But then the broom splitters into two, right?
And those two become four, and four become eight.
Exactly, until the room is entirely flooded. In a computing environment, a fork bomb is basically a malicious process that continually replicates itself just like that.
Right, it creates child processes, which immediately create more child processes.
And on a technical level, it consumes all the available process IDs, the memory, the compute power, until the entire operating system just completely drowns and locks up.
The system just freezes entirely because, it's spending all its energy trying to manage an infinite number of brooms.
Right.
This raises an important question, though. Why target an LLM proxy library with a resource exhaustion attack in the first place?
That's a great point because traditional malware usually aims for data exfiltration or like installing ransomware to get a payout.
Exactly. But the AI software supply chain operates on a fundamentally different economic model. Resource exhaustion in AI infrastructure isn't just an annoyance.
No, it's devastating.
Yeah, given the staggering compute costs associated with running large language models, a fork bomb attack is basically a direct assault on a company's financial runway.
Because developers are paying by the second, right?
Yeah.
Or by the compute cycle for these massive, highly expensive cloud GPUs.
Right, and when an application scales up to meet demand, the cloud provider automatically spins up more servers.
Oh, wow. So if a malicious script hijacks an environment and initiates this runaway process of resource consumption.
The auto-scaling features of modern cloud platforms will just keep feeding it resources. You could literally wake up to a bill for tens of thousands of dollars overnight.
That is terrifying.
It is. And the attackers are exploiting the sheer velocity of the AI boom here. Developers are building these AI tools so rapidly that they frequently just pull the latest updates from package managers without deeply inspecting the underlying code.
They just rely on automated deployment pipelines.
Exactly. And hiding the payload as a Base64 encoded blob preys on that exact lack of scrutiny.
Well, securing these current tools is clearly an urgent necessity. But there is a broader thematic bridge here, I think.
How so?
Well, while the industry is basically fighting fires and patching vulnerabilities in the current software layer, they are simultaneously ripping out the hardware foundations to build entirely new physical chips.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the nature of AI is fundamentally changing from systems that simply answer you to systems that act autonomously.
Yeah, the transition from the conversational era to the agentic era, it requires a completely different computational architecture.
Here's where it gets really interesting. ARM, you know, the company whose architecture powers nearly every smartphone on the planet.
Right.
They have officially announced their new AGI CPU architecture. And they explicitly stated that this new silicon is designed specifically to handle the, quote, heavy branching and low latency requirements of agentic AI.
That is a massive industry signal.
It really is. We're moving beyond mere matrix math, which is what NPUs and GPUs excel at, and we are moving into logic acceleration for autonomous agents.
Right, logic acceleration.
Yeah, and to make sense of this shift, imagine traditional GPUs doing matrix math like a massive, highly disciplined choir.
A choir, okay.
Yeah, like a GPU has thousands of tiny cores, and they're perfectly synchronized to sing one giant pre-written chord together. Generating a response from a large language model involves calculating the probabilities of the next word in this massive parallel operation.
Right. It's a beautiful synchronized performance.
Exactly. But logic acceleration for an AI agent, it's not a choir. It is a nimble jazz band.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. An agent is constantly branching off, improvising, and reacting to new information. It operates on sudden, unpredictable changes in direction based on real-time feedback.
What's fascinating here is how perfectly that analogy captures the bottleneck in our current hardware.
Yeah.
And the physical changes ARM is making.
Right.
Because GPUs are incredible at throughput, you know, processing massive amounts of data simultaneously, but they struggle with rapid sequential pivoting.
Which is exactly what an agent needs to do.
Exactly. When an AI acts as a chatbot generating text, the GPU is optimal. But the software updates in our stack today show a drastically different requirement. For example, we have a new framework from News Research called Hermes Agent.
Oh, yeah.
It's designed to grow with you via persistent memory. And then there's Last 30 Days Skill, which is an AI agent skill that autonomously researches topics across Reddit, X, YouTube, and Hacker News to generate grounded summaries.
Which means those are no longer just text generators. Those are digital workers operating independently.
Exactly. Think about the computational logic required for that Last 30 Days Skill to function.
Right. It has to juggle a lot.
It opens a connection to Reddit, parses the HTML, evaluates if the information is relevant, decides to pivot to YouTube, searches for a video transcript, compares that transcript against a Hacker News thread, and synthesizes the contradictions.
That is incredibly heavy sequential decision making.
It is if-then-else logic happening thousands of times a second. A GPU choir cannot improvise that workflow. You need a CPU explicitly wired to handle rapid, unpredictable branching without lag.
So physically, this means ARM is redesigning the silicon to shrink the physical distance between memory caches and processing cores.
Yes, optimizing branch predictions so the processor doesn't stall when the agent suddenly changes its mind. They are building the physical pathways for AI to hold persistent memory and execute complex tasks natively.
So we are no longer building calculators. We are building host bodies for digital agents.
Basically, yeah.
But, you know, this brings up a massive contradiction. With AI software becoming so incredibly complex, requiring persistent memory and autonomous research across all these multiple platforms, you would naturally assume that all our software is becoming bloated and heavy to support it.
You would think so. But paradoxically, the exact opposite is happening across the rest of the tech world.
Right.
The industry is executing a top-down purge of legacy code to maximize efficiency.
We are entering the great lean out. There's this industry-wide push for extreme efficiency, speed, and consolidation.
It's happening everywhere.
Let's look at how aggressively the tech stack is shrinking, layer by layer. Starting at the web interface, there's video.js.
Oh, yeah, that's a massive, widely used web video player.
Right, and it was recently taken aback by its original maintainer after 16 years. And the version 10 beta has been completely rebooted and rewritten to be a staggering 88% smaller.
88%? That's insane.
Yeah. Think about all the legacy code required to support browsers from a decade ago. They just violently shed all of it to rely on modern browser standards.
And moving down from the web layer to the operating system layer, we see the Wine 11 release.
Right, for Linux users.
Yeah, Wine is the compatibility layer that lets Linux users run Windows applications and games. They just executed a massive kernel-level rewrite.
Which is a huge deal.
It is, because operating systems divide operations into user space, where your normal apps run, and kernel space, the deep core that talks directly to the hardware. Passing instructions back and forth between those two creates translation lag.
So moving these processes down to the kernel level bypasses that communication lag entirely.
Exactly, resulting in tremendous speed gains.
And we are seeing this exact same optimization in developer tools, too. Look at NanoBrew.
Oh, right, the new package manager.
Yeah, it's a brand new lightning-fast package manager for macOS. It remains fully compatible with existing Homebrew formulae, but it is built in C++ instead of Ruby.
Which makes a massive difference. Ruby is an interpreted language, meaning the code has to be translated on the fly every time it runs, which requires a lot of overhead.
While C++ is a compiled language, it talks much closer to the metal, maximizing execution speed and minimizing RAM usage.
And even the AI models themselves are being optimized for this lean environment. Look at Schuber releasing GigaChat 3.1.
Right, they released two open weights models.
Yeah, the Ultra model is massive, a 702 billion parameter model utilizing MoE, or mixture of experts, instead of activating the entire massive neural network for every single question.
Which is like calling in the entire hospital staff to treat a paper cut.
Exactly. And MoE model only wakes up the specific subnetworks, or experts, needed for that specific task, saving massive amounts of compute.
But alongside Ultra, they released the Lightning version.
Yes, a tight 10 billion parameter model specifically built for hyper-efficient local edge inference, designed to run locally, right on your device, without needing to communicate with the cloud.
And then add to all this the corporate consolidation side of things. Apple is launching Apple Business, which is an all-in-one platform bundling device management, support, and business apps into a single unified subscription.
Right, to capture enterprise seat time and eliminate the bloated overhead of running a dozen different SaaS applications simultaneously.
So what does this all mean? Because I have to push back here for a second.
Go for it.
Isn't this narrative a bit convenient? Like, developers have been trying to make software faster and shed bloat for decades simply because users hate slow apps.
Sure.
Are we really supposed to believe that rewriting 16 years of a video player code base or rebuilding a macOS package manager in C++ is a strict, calculated necessity just to make room for AI agents? Couldn't it just be developers finally getting tired of sluggish, lazy code taking 10 seconds to load?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the timing and the sheer scale of this optimization point to strict necessity.
Yeah, I really think so.
I do. Look, for the past decade, the industry enjoyed an era of cheap RAM and powerful processors. Hardware just brute-forced its way through software inefficiency.
That's true. We shipped massive Electron apps without thinking twice.
Exactly. We loaded websites with gigabytes of JavaScript dependencies simply because our laptops could handle it. But the era of cheap, abundant compute is over, because local, persistent AI agents require an enormous amount of continuous background processing.
Ah, so the agent is monopolizing the baseline compute just to stay awake and aware.
Yes. If you want an autonomous agent like Hermes Agent to sit on your device, monitor your workflow, hold persistent memory of your preferences, and execute tasks using a local model like GigaChat Lightning, you cannot afford to have your system memory hogged by a bloated video player or a sluggish package manager.
Wow.
The industry is ruthlessly optimizing at every layer because they have to. Wine 11 operating at the kernel level saves precious CPU cycles. NanoBrew stripping away the overhead of a Ruby environment frees up RAM.
And Apple Business consolidating fragmented enterprise tools saves system resources.
Exactly. Leaner core tools equal more baseline computing power left for the user's autonomous tasks. The operating system and foundational tools are no longer the main event.
They're becoming invisible.
Right, hyper-optimized utilities whose sole purpose is to serve the AI agent layer operating above them.
We are essentially clearing out all the heavy ornate furniture from a house just to make room for a massive server rack.
That's a great way to put it.
It really brings us to a critical juncture. Let's distill the key takeaways from this entire stack of Atomic News updates.
Let's do it.
We are witnessing a massive dual movement in the tech industry right now. On one hand, AI is becoming deeply integrated and highly autonomous.
Evidenced by ARM literally forging new AGI CPUs optimized for logic acceleration, and software like Hermes Agent building out persistent memory on our local hardware.
Right. And on the other hand, Core Software is violently shedding its legacy bloat and demanding much stricter security protocols. We see this in the critical Littell LM patch fixing that dangerous fork bomb vulnerability and the mind-blowing 88% rewrite of video.js.
These two movements are entirely codependent. The autonomous future simply cannot exist without a hyper-optimized, highly secure foundation to run on.
Which means the mandate for you, the listener, is clear. Whether you are building modern systems, managing enterprise IT, or just using these tools on a daily basis, you must audit your dependencies.
The AI supply chain is deeply interconnected and vulnerable.
Yeah, ignoring a simple Base64 blob in a proxy library could financially devastate your cloud budget overnight. You also must prepare your architecture for an agent-first world.
We are moving rapidly past the standard chat interface and into autonomous sequential execution.
And most importantly, you need to embrace leaner tools. Bloat is no longer just a minor annoyance. It is an active roadblock to deploying local AI on your hardware.
The underlying physics of our digital world are fundamentally changing. Every layer of the stack is optimizing for sequential logic, for execution speed, and for autonomy.
And that leaves us with one final thought, something for you to mull over long after this deep dive ends.
Oh, this is a good one.
If our foundational software is drastically shrinking by 88%, and our silicon is evolving specifically to give AI persistent memory and logic acceleration natively, how soon before the heavy traditional operating system as we know it disappears entirely?
And gets replaced by a single, perfectly optimized, lifelong digital agent.
Exactly. But here's the real catch. Who actually owns that memory when you upgrade your hardware?
That is the million-dollar question.
If your digital agent has spent years learning your habits, holding your preferences, and literally running your life on a local ARM AGI chip, what happens when you buy a new phone? Do you just log into a cloud account? Or will we have to start physically transplanting our agent's localized brain from one device to the next to keep our autonomous lives intact?
It's going to be a wild transition to watch.
It really is. The plumbing of the tech world is changing, and the water is rising. Audit your stack, stay curious, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.